It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. If you call Milwaukee County's Free Legal Aid Center located at the Milwaukee County Courthouse, this is what you'll get.
Thank you for contacting the Milwaukee Justice Center. Due to the closure of our AmeriCorps program by the Department of Government Efficiency, we no longer have the staff to answer and respond to your calls.
AmeriCorps is the independent federal agency for service and volunteerism. In April, the Trump administration ended nearly $400 million in AmeriCorps grants, affecting all 25 programs through Serve Wisconsin. That's the state's administrator for federal AmeriCorps funds.
The Milwaukee Justice Center is shutting down its AmeriCorps program this week. Mark Guzman is the program coordinator for the center, and he's here to tell us how the organization is dealing with these cuts. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
You've called the AmeriCorps service members at the Justice Center essential, and we just heard they're no longer picking up phones. What are the other immediate impacts to your operations?
Sure. So our program was created as a means to expand equal access to justice to Milwaukee citizens. So we are located in the Milwaukee County Courthouse, and people are able to come down and visit us. And we work one-on-one with clients to help them fill out their state standardized form in issues that are civil cases. So family law, evictions, small claims, things of that nature. And what we had noticed in the past when we were doing research was that a lot of our clients, after they were done meeting with us in our clinics, they weren't filing their legal procedures, largely because they were overwhelmed by the number of different departments that they had to go to within the courthouse. So it's a three-building complex. There's four or five different departments that they have to go to after they, or once they start filing. And so that was kind of overwhelming for people. So we brought on the AmeriCorps program as a way to help guide clients through the courthouse, making sure they're going to all the right departments in the correct order to do all of their legal filings.
You were like navigators in a way.
Yes, that's exactly what we were. We called our AmeriCorps members courthouse navigators.
Looking at the 2023 annual report for the Milwaukee Justice Center, your center worked with more than 640 tenants in the eviction division, fielded more than 2,700 calls to the helpline, assisted 19 people who were ultimately pardoned by Governor Evers in 2023. Who in the community is going to be impacted by these cuts and the reduced capacity at the Milwaukee Justice Center?
I would have to say everyone's going to be impacted by it. On top of our courthouse navigation, we also provided services at an information desk here in the courthouse. So what that did was when anyone who comes into the courthouse, not just clients of the Milwaukee Justice Center, if they had questions about where to go, where they need to be to do certain filings, we were there to answer those questions. And we actually had an information booth and an information desk. Our information desk is still open right now, but the booth is closed. So people that are coming in from other entry points into the courthouse aren't getting that direct service. They'll have to go to the information desk, which is on a different level. But because, as you pointed out at the beginning of the show, we don't have our helpline anymore. We don't have that capacity to be able to answer questions for people other than for them to come directly down to the courthouse. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we may not have the resources or services available to help them. So that's really going to make the courthouse a lot busier. It's going to really burden a lot of the different departments here at the courthouse because they might have people that are asking questions that they might not be able to assist with. And just because the AmeriCorps members were able to help really serve more clients at the Justice Center as well, there is the potential that we will have to reduce some of our services or maybe turn people away for services because we just don't have the capacity to meet everyone.
Sounds like the Justice Center's capacity is dramatically reduced. How many AmeriCorps staff did you have?
So there was one AmeriCorps staff member, which was me, but we had 21 AmeriCorps members.
Okay.
So through Serve Wisconsin, they see... they don't see AmeriCorps members as being staff because they're actually providing service to the community. So we refer to them as service members.
The White House has signaled that this is, you know, this sweeping budget cut was out of concerns over waste, fraud, and abuse, that AmeriCorps didn't align with agency priorities under President Trump. What are your thoughts about this reasoning?
I kind of wonder what the reasoning is there because, you know, here at the Justice Center, we're serving people in the courthouse, but AmeriCorps as a whole has provided so many services across a wide range of different needs. We had AmeriCorps members that were building housing for people. We had AmeriCorps members that were doing public health issues. We had AmeriCorps members that were doing disaster relief. So if there's a major storm and there's debris that needs to be cleaned up, AmeriCorps members were going out there and they were, you know, cleaning out that debris. They were building trails for our state and national parks. So a lot of what is unnoticed kind of work that's being done throughout the state, throughout the nation, is being done by AmeriCorps members. And a lot of their work is making the lives of average citizens easier. So it's kind of hard to hear that we are inefficient or that we're not aligning with, you know, administration goals, when at the same time they're saying, oh, we're going to build 1 million new houses within the nation. And now you're cutting funding to programs that are building those houses.
We're talking with Mark Guzman, the program coordinator for the Milwaukee Justice Center, which offers free legal aid to eligible residents. The center expecting to end its AmeriCorps program this week after the Trump administration cut grants in April. Mark, nationwide, about 32,000 AmeriCorps service members lost their jobs due to the federal budget cuts. You work closely with service members. How are they grappling with this sudden change?
Well, it's been very difficult for a lot of them. Some of our members have come from out of state, and so they came specifically to Wisconsin to serve with the Milwaukee Justice Center. Part of the AmeriCorps program is that AmeriCorps provides a living allowance or a stipend to members during their time of service. And so our members who are coming from out of state and they're serving here at the Justice Center, that living allowance and those stipends are funding their ability to be able to have housing and food while they're serving at the Milwaukee Justice Center. And now with these cuts and having to dismiss everyone, they are now having to pay for rent, having to pay for food with no stipends anymore. So that's really impacting a lot of our members. But it is still nice to see that a few of our members, despite the fact that the AmeriCorps program is no longer around, they are still very dedicated to the mission of the Milwaukee Justice Center. So we have had a few of our members that have come back in a limited capacity to volunteer with the clinic.
You've been working in the nonprofit sector, the public sector, for decades. How do organizations bounce back after funding losses like this?
It's very difficult. Having worked with previous nonprofits, the AmeriCorps program was very beneficial because it is a way for nonprofit organizations to build out their capacity to serve their community. In other circumstances, there may not be the funding. There may not be that interest in for volunteers to come and serve with the organizations. At the Justice Center, we're very lucky to have a huge core of volunteers that come in and provide free services to our clients. But AmeriCorps is nice because it has the way to attract people to come and do service through those living stipends and those living allowances. And they also provide educational awards to the members after the end of their term of service. So each member selects a certain number of hours that they want to serve, and then they receive an education award. And that's something that's impacting our members right now, too. A few of our members were in college while they were serving with us, and so they were planning to leave at the end of spring to go back home to their home states. And a few people were just a few weeks short of finishing out their hours. And now instead of getting that full education award, they're just getting a partial education award.
Mark, you are also losing your job, and today being your last day at the Milwaukee Justice Center, what might be on your mind as you exit the building and you're thinking, reflecting back on your experience?
It was funny because I was actually thinking about that this morning. when I was coming in to do this interview with you guys. I really am going to miss the opportunity to work with all of these young individuals. We did a lot of community service outside the Justice Center. We partnered with City Year, which is another AmeriCorps program, to do remodeling of schools. Mm-hmm. We partnered with United Way to do a diaper drive to provide diapers to families who can't afford diapers. And just being able to have all the members together in one spot and see them be so dedicated and give so much service back to their communities, it's really hard that I will no longer have that opportunity or that experience.
When someone has dedicated a year of their lives to serve their country in all of these capacities you've mentioned, and then suddenly they're told what they do isn't essential to the government, how might that affect our nation?
You know, it's impactful because, like I said earlier, it's going to change things that people may not realize are affecting their lives right now. You might go to the hospital and see a doctor who may not have became a doctor if there wasn't an AmeriCorps member there to encourage and push them to go into college and get an education. You'll see a lot more people that may be unhoused because they aren't building that housing. You might see longer wait times to get highways cleared from trees that have crashed into the road after a big storm because there aren't AmeriCorps members to do that disaster relief. So a lot of what AmeriCorps does, when they do it right, nobody really notices that they're doing anything because they're there, they're showing up, and they're getting things done. And now those things aren't going to get done.
Mark, thank you for spending time with us. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Mark Guzman is program coordinator for the Milwaukee Justice Center, which offers free legal aid to eligible residents. The center is set to end its AmeriCorps program this week after the Trump administration cut more than $400 million in grants in April.